Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Financial Flight Plan podcast. I'm Mark Haywood alongside Bree Reyes of Estes Financial Services. Bree and Tim are your investor coaches and CFPs serving you in the Metroplex with an office in Fort Worth. Check them out online at estesfinancial.net. That's estesfinancial.net. On Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Bree, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderfully.
Well, it is great to have you here. I really hope you're looking forward to this one that the writers have cooked up for us today. I think you're going to enjoy it. I want to talk about his and hers retirement planning. If you're married and you're listening to us today, then it will come as no surprise that it really takes two to complete a successful retirement plan. And on top of that, another shocker here, husbands and wives think differently about their finances. They have different goals. They have different fears. Maybe you can speak into that a little bit, Bree, yourself, out of your own marriage. But we'll, of course, also explore how to resolve some of those the conflict that can come from different goals and establish a solid financial plan that'll really serve you both along the way. We really want to bring you together on your finances. I think that's just of the utmost importance to do. Do you find, Bree, that most couples have spent a lot of time talking about retirement plans together before they come in with you? Or is it sort of one of those things where they come in and the first conversation is happening right there in front of you at your desk?
More often, the first conversation happens in our conference table. It's really fascinating and interesting to watch. For example, we had a couple come in and we were talking about, you know, what are you going to do for retirement? And the husband sits there and he's talking to Tim and he says, I am super excited. I'm going to go out and buy the RV and we're going to travel around the country and we're just going to see everything. And the wife looks at him and has this, I've told this story before on the podcast, but it's one of my favorites, has this look of complete shock and says, like heck, if you're doing that, you're doing that alone. I have no desire to get in a motorhome with you. You are a terrible driver in a small vehicle, and you think you're going to be better on driving a motorhome around the country?
So, in other words, you, in your role, you sort of find yourself playing marriage counselor as well in these conversations.
A lot of times we do, and that's why it's nice to have financial coaches, especially with a team like Tim and I, where you have a female and a male to kind of talk through these things with, to balance ideas off of and find a common ground and find a something that everybody will both agree to. So having the independent third parties sitting in the room help a lot, I've noticed.
That's right. I should point out that you don't have the licensure for marriage counseling, but you have certainly seen a lot of things and you are able to help get that conversation started. And it's so important to do that, to be on the same page coming in. What do you think are some of the primary things that need to be discussed and decided between husband and wife before real planning can even begin?
Well, in my 14 years in the business, I've noticed that in most couples, one is a spender and one is a saver. Usually you don't have two spenders or two savers. It can happen, but most of the time one spouse is more fiscally conservative than the other one. I will admit in my own marriage, I'm the spender. My husband, Joaquin, is a wonderful, wonderful saver. Jay is good about saving. He's great about reminding me that we don't need something immediately, even if I think it's fun and cool. He is the saver in the marriage. So the first thing you got to do is kind of own which one you are and be open to the fact that your spouse may be of the other mindset. And that's a good thing. That's not necessarily a bad thing. The other thing you should talk about is, especially when you're discussing retirement, when you're discussing no longer working, but who do you want to be in retirement? Who do you want to be spending time with in retirement? Do you want to be spending time with the kids and the grandkids? If so, do you want to live near them if they live somewhere else? You know, what do you kind of, who do you want to be with in retirement? What things do you want to do? You know, do you love knitting? Do you want to drive race cars? I don't know. I don't know what your passions are. You know, are you a big fisher person? That type of thing. You know, do you want to be fishing? And then do you want to make an impact in that? Do you want to make an impact charitably? Are there causes that you care about? Do you want to give back to your college? You know, overall, what do you want your legacy to be? Do you want it to be to your children? Do you want it to be to the community at large? These are all conversations to have with a spouse and just kind of sit down and talk about, because it's interesting. I've seen it where most times those big conversations just have never taken place.
That's right. And it's important that they do take place. And I know it sounds like we poke fun here a little bit, but it really is okay if you're the spender or the saver. I think you complement one another. And this is coming from the spender in my relationship as well. It's good. I think you can complement one another, but you have to have really a plan in place and be on the same page so that you are complementing one another rather than being at odds with each other. And especially if you have different goals, again, that's okay. You mentioned earlier just now the couple that where the one guy comes in and wants to rent the RV and travel all over the United States. That's fine if that's your goal, but you do need to be on the same page with your spouse. And sometimes that's going to take some compromise along the way, but it's really important just to have those conversations. What are some of the things that you see, Bree, that husbands and wives often disagree on in their retirement plan?
Let's see. Some of the things they often disagree on is budget. Budget's a big one. How much are we going to spend? How much are we going to save? That's a huge argument. And the reason I like to get them out of the way is because I want to make sure you have a happy, healthy marriage and a happy, healthy retirement. And so getting these big, scary money conversations over is good for your relationship, actually. It sounds like it wouldn't be, but it is. Legacy to the kids. How much are we going to leave the kids? Do you want to leave them enough that they don't have to worry about working again in their life? Do you want to leave them enough to be comfortable, but they still need to work and support themselves? Do you want to leave them nothing and let them earn it all on their own? The legacy question is one that oftentimes both parties aren't necessarily in full agreement on. And then lifestyle. Do you want to live in an RV? Do you both want to buy an RV and live in it? Do you want to move to a coast? Do you want to live in the mountains? Do you want to live near the kids? Or do you want to live in your hometown? Do you want to move away? There's tons of different questions as far as what your retirement looks like for you as a couple. The most important thing I can say is make sure you have issues that you're passionate about or hobbies or something. You want to fill your retirement with joy. It's your golden years. Make sure you're doing what you want to do, be it a charity, volunteering for a charity, be it substitute teaching. That's always a great way to share your knowledge with children and share your life experiences and mold the future of our country. Just make sure you're doing something in retirement. That's huge.
That's right. It's so easy to focus on the dollars and cents, and that's incredibly important, of course. That's one of the reasons we have a podcast, but it's also important to look at where that money is going. If you don't have purpose in retirement, then you can have all the money in the world, but you're still going to be scrambling when the time comes. And I think that's so important to just think through the question of, instead of what are we retiring from, what are we retiring to? Where are we going? What is that next step on the retirement journey? That's just an important question that you and your spouse need to think through. So
exactly. You've worked hard for your money. Make your money work hard for you and make sure your golden years are truly golden.
That's right. We want to make sure that you have a meaningful retirement. Now, Bree, I know that you see in a lot of scenarios, a lot of cases where maybe one spouse handles everything and the other spouse is completely out of touch. Maybe one spouse handles the long range retirement planning and the other handles the day-to-day budget. That's sort of how my parents operate. One always handled the budget. The other one kind of handled the college planning and legacy planning, et cetera. What do you typically encourage spouses to do? We're talking about being on the same page here. So is it okay for one spouse to handle all the financial matters as long as the other one knows what's going on? Or do you typically encourage them both to be heavily involved?
I want them both to be heavily involved. And I understand that finances aren't everyone's bag. I understand that financial planning is not everyone's favorite topic. I love it. I happen to geek out about it, but I get that not everybody does. The problem that I've seen in my career is if only one spouse is handling all the financial matters, my first client, I was brand new to the business, brand new to the industry. My first client was a widow who didn't know how to fill out a check, who didn't understand a check registry. And she thought for the amount of checks that she had in her little checkbook, that was the amount of money that she had in her account. One check equaled a dollar, I guess, to her. And I had to sit down and explain how a checking account worked, how a savings account worked, how their investment accounts worked. She knew nothing. And that has always kind of stuck with me, that it's important never to be in that situation. It's important to have both people, even if you are just the short-term planner, you know, running the housing budget and maybe not the long-term goal person, together in on every conversation, because the short-term affects the long-term and vice versa.
Well, and I think something that you kind of got spot on there is that one day, just the way it goes, is that one spouse is probably going to die before the other. And so whether you're the one that's, you know, being left behind for the time being, or whether you're the one that's going first, you want to make sure that your spouse is well taken care of when your time comes. And if you plan well, you can do that. But you don't want to leave your spouse scrambling. It's such an emotional time as it is. And so you want to make sure they have that peace of mind, that confidence of knowing that they're taken care of and it's going to be okay because everything has been organized and they've been kept up to date along the way. So Bree, can you give an example of a situation where that's happened, where you've kind of helped a couple get on the same page and find a plan that they were both happy with?
Sure. We have some clients that just recently retired. The wife told me flat out, "I hate financial planning. I find these meetings super, super boring. This is not something I'm interested in." And I said, "Okay." I love the honesty. Be honest about it. Tell your coach, your financial coach, tell Tim and I don't enjoy this. Because if we know this is not something that you are interested in, we will try to make it fascinating for you. Try to get you interested in it. And so she was very upfront with, "This is not my interest." And they came in here and we worked through a financial plan together, like we like to do at Estes Financial Services. It's not just me presenting your plan. It's working on it together. We build it together. And we had it up on the TV behind me, and I was taking them through scenarios on the computer. And about 10 minutes in, I look over at her and she's the biggest smile on her face. And I said, "Well, you know, what are you thinking?" And she goes, "I love this." She's like, "This is fabulous. I cannot wait to come back and start doing our quarterly or our annual reviews, because I now just love it. Love, love, love this." And she has become one of the biggest fans of our podcast and reading the articles and stuff that we send out, our weekly digest, just because we got her in here and we talked through. That's the nice thing about having a team and having two coaches, is sitting down with disinterested third parties and talking through your goals. You know, husband's goal was to travel a lot. Her goal was to spend as much time as she can with her grandkids. And so if we did a trip every other month or once a quarter, is that enough to, you know, cure his travel itch? And if she was home most of the quarter, was that enough for her to feel happy about spending time with the grandkids? And so it's a lot of compromise and it's a lot of talking things out, but it's also a lot of fun. People look at financial planning meetings and retirement planning meetings as kind of something scary, akin to going to the dentist, but it really can be a lot of fun.
It can be, and it's just important that you make it fun, you get on the same page, and you know what's going on in each other's goals, each other's ideas. You want to be on the same page as you plan for retirement, and you want to take care of your spouse. If you're not on the same page, or even if you're trying to get on the same page, if you have questions, reach out to the team at Estes Financial Services. Bree can really do an excellent job of just helping you to shape that conversation, help you start asking questions to get you started. If you are on the same page, that is great. We encourage you to continue to do so. If you listen to this podcast, though, and you have questions that have kind of hit home with you today, reach out to the team. Call 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. Come in for a visit with Bree Reyes, Tim Estes, Estes Financial Services. Call 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. Well, Bree, as always, we thank you for coming out and being on the show with us today.
Oh, thank you. And please, truly have the money arguments, either at home or here with us as a team where we can help you through it, because they're a top predictor of divorce. And I'd rather you go into your golden years and your retirement happy and have a healthy relationship. So give us a call. We can work through it together. And in the meantime, go out and lead an abundant life.